AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. He's dead. The suspected mastermind of the Paris terror attacks was killed in yesterday's police raid on an apartment in a Paris suburb. This is according to authorities there. They say they identified 27-year-old Belgian Abdel Hamid Abaoud from skin samples. Meanwhile, the French Prime Minister Manuel Valls is warning that the Islamic militants who targeted Paris last week might at some point use chemical and biological weapons. AP correspondent Thomas Adamson is in Paris.
Valls said in his address to the lower house that terrorism hit France, not because of what it is doing in Iraq and Syria, but for what it is. So we have Manuel Valls there using rather strong language to try and get this state of emergency extended.
The Islamic State Group's newly released video showing Times Square is not frightening NYPD Commissioner Bill Bratton, and he says it shouldn't frighten the rest of us either, even though it comes just a week before the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade.
Well, Thanksgiving parade is a good example. I'll be here with my family. I'm bringing him in specifically for it. Kitchener, New York, probably as informed as anybody of the threat. I'm going to be here. I'm going to enjoy it.
He was on CBS this morning. We don't have a lot of detail on this yet, but Oman says three Americans have been flown into that country from neighboring war-torn Yemen at the request of the U.S. State Department. Some foreigners have been held in recent months by fighters involved in the country's civil war. Former Subway spokesman Jared Fogel is set to learn today how much time he'll spend in prison on child pornography and sex crime charges. A judge in Indianapolis is scheduled to sentence him today after accepting his plea to one count each of traveling to engage in illicit sexual conduct with a minor. This is AP Radio News. Stocks had their biggest gain in 4 weeks yesterday. Investors were encouraged by corporate deal news. AP correspondent Julie Walker is in New York with this.
The Dow added 244 points to close at 17,737. The S&P rose 33 points, and the NASDAQ gained 89 points. Conagra Foods jumped 4% after the company said it's spinning off its frozen potato business. Norfolk Southern climbed 6% after receiving an unsolicited offer to be bought out by Canadian Pacific. And bank stocks rose after minutes from the latest Federal Reserve meeting suggested it was ready to raise interest rates next month. Julie Walker, New York.
Global stock markets are higher today as jitters from the attacks in Paris dissipate and as traders cheer those growing signs of a possible Federal Reserve interest rate hike next month. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.